first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing.
Welcome back to the Jeff Horst Show on Epic Talk 106.5. Thank you very much for staying with us on this Thursday morning. As always, text line 251-343-0106. Coming up tomorrow on the program, April Marie Fogel of News Talk 93.1 in Montgomery, and State Senator Chris Elliott, our returning champion, as I said, Alabama High School Athletic Association story getting more interesting as the days go by. But joining us now, very pleased to bring on my next guest, Chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, John Wall, on the line with us. Chairman, good morning. How are you?
Oh, doing very well. How about you?
Doing well. Thanks for making time, as always. We do appreciate it. I guess the big story of the day gets you to react to, obviously, the elite draft of Samuel Alito's opinion on the Dobbs case over in Mississippi. But it looks like Roe v. Wade is going to be overturned, and this is going to be something remanded back to the states. Well, what do you make of it?
Well, first off, you know, this is one of the biggest issues to the Republican Party. You know, our concept of freedom and liberty as Americans cannot be complete if we do not defend the right to life from conception to the grave. And that's why I think this is such a big issue. It's one of the most important issues in the Republican Party platform. When we're so excited that it seems like the High Court is about to, you know, is planning to make this ruling. I hope they stay strong and finish this the way that the Constitution requires.
Well, and you know, we're going to see where this goes. You got to look at if it gets kicked back. You got to feel pretty good about where Alabama is today.
No, absolutely. You know, we're in a great position. You know, we have a strong law on abortion. So if this ruling does go through, we're already in place. And I think the next step I have is I would love to see some adoption reform bills, some things that really address not just abortion, but, you know, address helping children and helping mothers in need. Because I think that is the next step. We as the Republican Party don't just care about life, you know, care about the babies. We also care about everyone in need. So I think that's an important next step if this law goes, you know, if the Supreme Court upholds this ruling, keeps this ruling, that we jump quickly to planning for how we can best help those in need in our society.
Yeah, and I would have to, my suspicion is this, that we're going to see probably pretty expeditiously, maybe even in a special session or something, if this decision is rendered and it becomes the law of the land, that the legislature, the governor, are going to act sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I agree. I think we definitely will, and I will encourage that special session that's, you know, probably going to happen this summer. I would encourage for there to be some, including the call, some things that would really help here.
Joined by John Wallace, the chairman of the Alabama Republican Party. Let's talk of this election cycle, Chairman, and I know you're impartial on the candidates, but the focus of where the issues are and some of the stuff that at least they're talking about, you may not agree with the categorization of some of these attack ads or whatever with the candidates, but substantively, we are hitting on what seems to be important, you know, Second Amendment, immigration. Those types of things are what's important to the party. Am I correct to say that?
No, you are, and that is why they're being used in the attack ads, is because these are issues that the party does care about, that are in our platform, and quite frankly, that reflect the views of the people of Alabama, and it's why they're effective attack ads, is because that's what people care about.
Yeah, and that becomes, at least we're not talking about, you know, government spending or you know, whatever big, there's some of that. There's always going to be some of that. But that is kind of the brand of the Republican Party in Alabama suffering, I think, a little bit, that it does tend to lean in that direction. And I'll tell you one thing,
no one will find out more about your record and hold you more accountable than your opponents will.
Right. But at least
your opponents always ask the hardest questions. And as a party chairman, I always hate that because I cringe at these negative ads. But I suppose it has become a part of modern politics.
Well, the good thing about Alabama, I mean, I know obviously 2017 is the exception to this, but when you have these attack campaigns and the circular firing squad, you're not doing enough damage to where the Democrat is going to be able to seize upon that and make a run, at least not in an election cycle like we got underway right now, where there is so many headwinds against any kind of Democrat. I guess that's something to at least take stock to.
No, very much so. You know, we have a couple things that are really good for us in that regard here in Alabama. One, we're super strong in our conservative base. We're not at risk to losing the seat. And if I ever did see, you know, ads that were going below the belt, you know, purposely lying or you know, campaign tactics like destroying property or stealing signs, that type of thing, obviously we're against that. There is a line you don't go across. But I think you're right. I think here in Alabama we have such a strong electorate, one, and then two, our primary and general are separated by enough time to kind of have a chance for all our nominees to reset. And I think that's important. I think I actually like our primary election structure for that reason.
Well, how do you feel about this the flash runoff? I mean, going 30 days between the primary and the runoff, it's a sprint, it's a hurry-up offense. Is that enough time? I know why they did it. It makes sense, at least for cost. But do you think that is sufficient?
Oh, you know, there's pros and cons to everything. It definitely makes it hard for a second place, harder for a candidate to make it to the runoff in second place because they don't have as much time to get the message out. So there's pros and cons to any decision you ever make. I think Bill Shaker had the best intention with that, and really, most of the time, I think it works well. People get tired of a too long campaign season. The month runoff is really not a bad day.
Well, we haven't really seen it yet. I guess it was supposed to take hold in 2020, but 2020, obviously, COVID slowed that down, and they delayed it some, and you know, we can always Monday morning quarterback what could have, should have, and how that should have been handled. But this will be, I guess you'll have to be paying close attention to how this is going to work in a Republican sitting if this is something that, if it just goes okay, or if it's something we need to take another look at someday.
No, absolutely. Well, and that's the good thing about any situation, especially government. Correct mistake. If there is something that can be better, let's change it. You know, I think that's one thing that's so important for us to go back and examine what happened with the whole COVID situation. There were major mistakes made, and there were major problems within our system that were highlighted. And I think this is the opportunity. You know, in the private sector, that's exactly what we do. When I have a problem with my business, I go back and I examine what the problems were and find a solution to them. And I certainly hope government will do that, not just with our election, but also with some of the things that are highlighted by the whole COVID pandemic.
Chairman, how about this? This would seem to me to be a probably more of a positive for Alabama Republicans than a positive for the Democrats. But Joe Biden coming to Alabama earlier this week, making the stop at the missile factory there in Troy. Wasn't exactly, he had some supporters there, but wasn't exactly warmly greeted. I guess anytime we get a reminder of just who's in charge and why there are so many problems plaguing, you know, not just the state, but the entire country, we got a glimpse of him here in Alabama, and that's President Joe Biden.
Yeah, you know, I did a press conference that morning before his visit. I was very, very clear that I thought he was in the wrong place. And what I mean by that, not in the wrong place here in Alabama. I was fine with the visit. And I'm glad that he highlighted some of Lockheed Martin's manufacturing plants and their process and that they're getting the job done. They've got a world-class facility. But I thought when he should have been talking to the average, everyday American, you know, the people who are having to pay twice the price of gas that they used to, the single mothers having to find a way to put food on their table, the elderly on fixed income, These are the citizens of Alabama that he would have listened to. He would have went in this year and just talked to the normal, everyday people. Maybe, just maybe, he would see how disastrous his policies and how troubling his policies are and what they're doing to the American people.
And then the other knock, I guess, time to come to Alabama, time to do the photo op here in Alabama. Still haven't made it to the border, has he?
Yes.
And that was kind of the knock on him from, I think, the governor even. You know, it's great to come to Alabama, but maybe you take a look at that U.S.-Mexico border there, and because we got some problems down there. And
Absolutely. You know, he has concern, and don't get me wrong, I do as well, about the people of Ukraine. I want to see that same passion for the people of America. I want to see him on the board. I want to see him talking to the families who have lost loved ones because of illegal immigrants who aren't supposed to be here. I want to see him talking to the families of people with drug overdoses. And you know, this problem, we have drugs flowing across the border, an open border, and addressing those concerns and looking at what's causing them and trying to get to the bottom of it. Let's highlight those. You know, let's look into those. We know Lockheed Martin's doing a good job. Let's go to the areas where we're failing as a country. That's what a good leader does. That's what a president can do. And he completely failed in that regard.
Chairman, let's talk about something else. And this has come up quite a bit. It's this election integrity discussion. I know there's the movie out, 2000 Mules. Let's talk about it here in Alabama and election integrity. When we have these discussions, I know you watch this stuff really close, and this is one of the big primary roles of the party, I suppose, is to make sure that election day or primary day or whatever is, nothing untoward is going on. What is your assessment of where we are in this state? Is there more that could be done that you would like to see done when it comes to that discussion?
Absolutely. You know, we really do have some of the best laws in the country for our elections. But there's two things that I really want to see done. One, let's make sure we follow our laws. Let's make sure we hold true and that all our local precincts, all our local probate judges are following the laws we have in place. Because it doesn't matter how good your laws are if they're not being followed. Two, I never think there should be a voting machine that has the ability to be hooked up to the internet. And I'm not just talking about, okay, does it have a modem or does it not have a modem? No, we should not have machines that are even capable of being hooked up to the internet, whether the modem is in or not. And we should also not have machines that can be pre-programmed to come out with a different result than the ballot vote put in. We need simple counting machines, nothing programmable, nothing that can be hooked up to the internet. That's the area that I think is very important and that, you know, someday I would like to get to here in Alabama.
So we have machines. That's what, when I always talk to like a Wes Allen or John Merrill, that they say that don't have a modem, but they could have a modem installed, or they do have maybe that ability to be pre-programmed. Do you think that is something that is an issue here?
I really don't think it's an issue. I don't think we've seen it, but I think it could be with the wrong leadership. And I think anytime you can put a system in place that prevents a problem might not being able to happen is a good thing. So that's where I see. I would rather move the ball in the more conservative direction than stay where we're at or move the ball to the left. And I think with that in mind, yes, I would love to highlight that there are some issues that could be better and try to move in that direction. Always move in the right direction if possible.
As far as the other, one you always hear about is the ballot harvesting and absentee ballots, and apparently that still goes on in some places in the state, the voter ID law. Do those things resonate?
Oh, absolutely. They're very, very concerning. You know, especially the ballot harvesting, because with COVID we saw that was a thing even here in Alabama. And I expect that to be, you know, once a tool is used, very rarely is it given up. So I expect, especially some of our metro areas, for there to be a real push to continue that practice headed in 2022. And we're going to be watching that. And if we see it, you know, we will be actively engaged with stopping it both by complaint or if needed by lawsuit.
Certainly out there on the radar. Hey, Chairman, we're up against a break here, but before we let you go, very important, folks need to use your resources you have available, get in touch with the party, or they want to get involved with the party, perhaps. Tell them where they can look.
Well, you know, Jeff, always love being on the show, and yes, would love to have people get involved. We are on Twitter, we're on Facebook, Alabama Republican Party, and of course, our website is algop.org. We'd love for them to sign up for our email list or as a volunteer, because we are going to help take back this country in 2022. And we want all the help we can do, help we can get to do it.
Chairman, we always appreciate having you on as well. And we will talk again soon.
All right.
Chairman John Wall of the Alabama Republican Party. Let's get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5.
We fired once more and they began to run on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.